Audie Crooks and the 10th-ranked Iowa State women held off a number 11 Iowa's comeback bid for a 74-69 victory last night. Crooks had 30 points to go with 10 rebounds. Addie Brown added 20 points and 12 rebounds for the Cyclones on Wednesday night. Iowa State led by as many as 17 late in the third quarter, but the Hawkeyes went on a 26-12 run to make it a three-point game late in the second half. The Hawkeyes had a chance to tie it, but Mackenzie Hare blocked Taylor McCabe's three-point attempt with 16 seconds left. Crooks made a free throw to make it 73-69 and secure her 40th 30-point game of the season. Elsewhere in top 25 college women's basketball last night, number 7 Maryland rolled by Delaware State 91-21. Number 2 Texas cruises past UT Rio Grande 110-45. And 22nd-ranked Louisville blows out Ball State 93-62. Rest of your Big 12 women's basketball, San Diego State downing Kansas State 64-53. Arizona slips past Eastern Kentucky 87-83. And Utah pounds Boise State 91-58. In the Big 10, Wisconsin tops San Diego 74-46. It was Illinois over Missouri 70-62. Princeton knocked off Rutgers 81-63. And Minnesota gets by Alabama A&M last night by a final of 82-44. Former Michigan football coach Sherrone Moore has been jailed, according to court records. He was detained on Wednesday just hours after he was fired for what the university said was an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. According to the Watchinaw County Jail, the 39-year-old Moore had been booked into the facility as of last evening. Top 25 college men's basketball from last night. Just three games. Number 6 Purdue pulls away in the second half to beat Minnesota 85-57. Number 7 Houston down Jackson State 80-38. And 23rd-ranked Nebraska blows out to Wisconsin by a final of 90-60. One other game in Big 12 men. It was Baylor taking care of Norfolk State 97-67. The NFL is seeking to create a practice squad of officials and wants postseason assignments to be based on performance rather than seniority. Those were among the key points league executive Troy Vincent emphasized to owners in a virtual meeting on Wednesday. The league and NFL Referees Association have been negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement since the summer of 2024. The current CBA expires May 31st of 2026. So far, discussions with game officials union have been unsuccessful, according to a memo that was sent to teams obtained by the Associated Press. And Joe Buck has been awarded the 4C Frick Award for Excellence in Broadcasting by Baseball's Hall of Fame. He joins his father, Jack Buck, as the only father-son duo to receive this honor. Now, Buck will receive the award during the Hall's July 25th awards presentation. At 56, he becomes the second youngest winner behind the great Vin Scully. Local sports on the schedule for you on this Thursday. In basketball, ESAC hosting OABCIG. I'll have that doubleheader for you on Kick 106.7 tonight. That'll get coverage underway at about 5:45, 5:50 with the girls' game scheduled to tip at 6 o'clock. Xyrocorn Kimbledon girls go to Earlham for a matchup of ranked team. Varsity there should be between 7 and 7:30. Glidden-Ralston boys and girls go to Greene County with girls starting at 6 o'clock. In wrestling, Carroll girls and boys hosting Carlisle tonight beginning at 5:30. Coon Rapids Baird boys, Lennox, and I-35 will be at ACGC beginning at 5:30. And the South Central Calhoun boys are hosting GTRA Southeast Valley and Pocahontas area getting underway at about 6 o'clock. Girls and boys bowling teams home tonight as well to Gilbert beginning this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And that is Sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.